We took a little bit of a break after Shavuot, but it's good to be back with you and sharing Torah once again. And I want to discuss with you today a question that came up over the course of Shavuot, and that is that we know we ate milky foods over Shavuot, but what is the time break that one has to have between eating milk and then eating meat? We know that after eating meat, we have to wait a considerable period of time before eating milk. There are various different minhagim, but certainly one can't go straight from eating meat to eating milk. But with milk, what's the halacha? Does one have to wait a particular period of time, or is it sufficient just to go from one to the other? And even if one doesn't have to wait a period of time, does one perhaps have to say a bracha acharona first, so a person comes home from shul in Yom Tov morning, they've had kiddush in shul, so there's no problem with having something to drink whilst they're finishing getting lunch ready. They want to have a cup of tea or cup of coffee with milk in it, and then they want to go and sit down to have the meal. They need to say borei nefashot before they eat the meat or not. Or it could be in any context where a person's had milchix and then they want to eat fleishix. What do they need to do in between the two? So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchot Shavuot, Zim Tav Tzadik Dalet Sif Katan Tet Zayin, says that after eating milchix, you don't need to have a hefsek with the Birkat HaMazon, but you can go straight into the fleishix. He's talking about a custom where they used to start the meal on Shavuot with milchix. First course would be milchix, and then the subsequent course would be fleishix. So long as you change the dishes, obviously, and wipe off the tablecloth, etc., so it's fine to do that. And even within the one seuda, that's sufficient. But he says, yikanech bivyadiach, you have to clean out your mouth and rinse it out as well. So the source for that is in Yoredeah, Simon Peitetz, if bet, where the Shulchan Aruch says that if you've eaten milchix, mutar lechol acharav basar miyad, you're allowed to eat fleishix immediately afterwards, with the proviso that you eat something which will clear any grease or leftovers in your mouth, and then rinse it out as well. You can either rinse it out first and then eat something, or vice versa. And also, you need to check your hands to make sure that there's no remnants of the milchix on your hands. If there is at all, you're concerned about that, then you should wash your hands. The Aruch HaShulchan there in Yoredeah says Kol Zeh Medina, that this point that you don't need to have a break between the milchix and the fleishix, that's min hadin. But he brings a Zohar in Parashat Mishpatim, which is very strict about it, and says that you're not allowed to eat in one suda, milk, then meat, but rather you have to have a hefsek, a break of Birkat HaMazon, v'yamtin sha'ah, and you also have to wait a while as well. And he says, yesh medakdik in shenis harim vazeh, there's some people who are particular and they're careful about that. Aval rubam einam nis harim vazeh, but most people actually aren't particular about it. And this Zohar is also brought down by the Beit Yosef in Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel. So we see that min hadin, you can go straight from milchix to fleishix without waiting at all and without saying a bracha achrona. But there are those who are strict to say a bracha achrona and to wait a while. It's brought down in Sefer Halichot Shlomo in the halachot of Shavuot that the practice of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was to be machmir, to say bracha achrona and to wait half an hour before eating in the fleishix. That's not strictly speaking necessary. Should be pointed out that here we're talking about where one's not been eating hard cheese. If one is eating hard cheese, then the halakha is one has to wait, just like one waits between meat and milk. There is a question about what's the definition of hard cheese. That's a discussion for another time, but certainly a piece of cheesecake wouldn't be counted as hard cheese. So then after the cheesecake, you can go straight into eating the fleishix. There is, of course, a question about eating before a hamotzi and whether you need to say bracha achrona or not, but that perhaps is something, again, that we'll discuss on a further occasion. Ad kan.